This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. North Korea says it test-fired cruise missiles able to carry tactical nuclear weapons. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
North Korea says leader Kim Jong-un has supervised tests of long-range cruise missiles, which he described as a successful demonstration of his military's expanding nuclear strike capabilities and readiness for actual war. South Korean officials say Kim may also conduct a nuclear test in the coming weeks or months, escalating a pressure campaign aimed at forcing the United States to accept the idea of the North as a nuclear power and to be able to negotiate concessions from a position of strength. Analysts say Kim is exploiting the distraction created by Russia's war on Ukraine, using it as a window to accelerate arms development as he pursues a full-fledged nuclear arsenal that could viably threaten regional U.S. allies and the United States. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Taiwan lifted all of its COVID-19 entry restrictions on Thursday, allowing tourists unfettered access to the self-ruled island after more than 2.5 years of border controls. Hong Kong and Taiwan, together with mainland China, required most visitors to complete a mandatory quarantine period throughout the pandemic, even as most countries reopened their borders to tourists. Visitors are no longer required to quarantine upon entry or take any PCR tests. Instead, they will need to monitor their health for a week after arriving and obtain a negative result on a rapid antigen test the day they arrive. If people want to go out during the week-long monitoring period, they need a negative test from either that day or the day before. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com or the VOA